Joining us now is the Executive Director of Groundwater Management District Number 3, Mark Rood. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
It's a windy morning already.
It is a windy morning. It's a Friday, and we're making adjustments for the day as well as the weekend, and you've got the radio going here.
Oh, yes, we're all good.
Yeah, and lately here, when we start thinking about water, we're doing two things. We're looking at today and this fall, and how's our systems working as far as water supply to our projects, and what's the soil moisture, and there's clouds in the sky this morning, and that's encouraging. But we also have to look into the future. And so one of the key first things to note and remember, and most guys are this time of year, is look into the next season and the next year. And really, the time is now to stop and evaluate their well and their water supply, and whether they think that thing is going to be a confident water supply for next year. And then we're speaking about wells specifically. But, of course, lately with the drought, surface water in the east as well. The other thing to keep in mind is in that water table how it declines. It'll be interesting, of course, to see how those December-January measurements come out this year. In southwest Kansas, on average, the last few years, we've dropped 3.5 feet or so per year in the water level in the aquifer. And that's one of those things that we just have to be mindful of. We can turn around and project how quickly that decline occurs in the well, but even that's not confident information, because the formation that is yielding water to your well may be sands and gravels within shale matrix, and that sand or pay zone might be high in the well versus down on the bottom. And so you can't necessarily count on the fact that you've got 100 foot of water left in your well. That may decline fairly rapidly over a short period of years. And so those are the kind of things we need to think about too. That regional decline is something we talk about all the time. And the fact that in the Ogallala, the High Plains Aquifer, since the 60s, we've been mining the supply, and we're really getting to that point on a number of fields where the wells just don't yield enough for, say, a corn crop or a high water demand crop. So our conversations here recently have focused on things like conserve and extend, and then opportunities that may be there for bringing in other water supplies. Well, conserve and extend, that's your individual concept and goal. We can, at the groundwater district and at the state level, we can encourage those kind of things and maybe look for programs, things like the flex appropriations, which I'll get back to in a minute, things that give us some flexibility to think about even conserving what we have. Conserve and extend the supply. But really, what's the role of our collective thinking and our government locally and at the state level on the broader issue? Because obviously you, Lori, and I can't necessarily say, let's go get some water off somewhere else and bring it into our farm here in southwest Kansas. But we can't think about that aqueduct concept or some concept to take water where it is and bring it to where we need it. And in the state as a whole, that statewide conversation, when we step back and look at a simple state budget, we have a tremendous amount of water that we're blessed with. The Lord brings that into our state, and a lot of it runs off and heads to the Gulf. Some of it stays right here locally, where it soaks in into our aquifers, where those aquifers exist. But now, today, we need to kind of step back and look and see where are we headed here in the very near future. And that's really the conversation we want to encourage. A sobering fact, Lori, locally I'm on the school board too, and we were looking at some information recently and realized, this week, the kindergartners in the schools, they are the class of 2026. So any of us that have kids, I've got kids in junior high and high school, and I can't believe they're there already. But that time marches on, and we need to plan not only for their future, but for our future economically as a community and as a region. And the reality is we can only conserve and extend water so much before essentially we start losing jobs, we lose opportunity, we lose communities. schools, everything that, that really provides our quality of life out here. And so it just is imperative that we locally here talk amongst ourselves and promote what we see as the necessary things for that 2026 graduating class on what we need for our communities and our opportunities in this part of the state. Two-thirds of the agricultural value to the state of Kansas comes from southwest Kansas, and that's primarily because of our excellent development of the available water supply. If we're going to continue that into the future, on a declining resource, do we want to let status quo take over, or do we want to have serious conversations about how to change that? And so the hydrology is what it is, but our good smarts the Lord blessed us with are there as well, and our need to communicate is there. So, Lori, that's one point for this morning, is we need to be sure we have the necessary conversations with our leadership, with our representatives of our communities and our part of the state, to be sure that those conversations on the projects like the Kansas Aqueduct are seriously considered. You know, I think it's going to be more expensive for us in the future if we try to maintain it, because the simple, easy, accessible water is all but gone in many areas. And water drives the economy. And so we're going to have to look at those things from the context of that class of 2026 and say, what do we want for them? And what is it going to take to make that happen from the standpoint of water supply?
So they can say, well, our forefathers made sure that we had water.
And in this case, really, our fathers.
Our fathers, that's
you know,
right.
Have fathers and mothers were there, and we had successful conversation and review of what we need. And that's really just around the corner. It flies so fast to get to that class of 2026. And if we don't get real serious about the concept of an aqueduct, which today has a lot of green lights from the standpoint of ability to secure the authority under Kansas law to make that happen. The cost is a big conversation, and it's an important one. But I know we can have that too. And we'll need leadership from the research institutions, K-State, KU. But it all starts with that local leadership and those local conversations that folks need to have and to forward on up to Topeka. Because if it isn't important out here, it certainly isn't important in Topeka. Not that they don't care about the economy, but it's that recognition of the reality of things. And for instance, the Governor's Conference in October here is coming up, and that's the second annual Governor's Conference on Water. The first annual one last year in Manhattan was excellent. It was capacity attendance. It's expected to be capacity attendance again. Everything you want to know about water is talked about in those breakout sessions and poster sessions, but nothing scheduled right now for any kind of presentation on the aqueduct. And that's you know, that's just an illustration of how that concept is important to move forward at the local level up. If you live it out here and you see your well and you see our water supply, you enjoy our community, you hope that the development that's occurring in your community is sustainable, well, it comes back to that water. And a recent study from K-State suggested that we can get better with our efficiency and use of what we're doing today with the water we have today in the High Plains. But at some point, that'll just flat drop off. You can only get so efficient, and technology can only help us so much. So it's the backside of that curve we've got a plan for. And the question is, do we sort of continue into the future status quo, or can we do something about assuring that water supply for that class of 2026?
And what should our producers do, I mean, to keep that conversation going?
Well, first of all, there needs to be that local confidence that is just what we have to do. Talk about the alternatives, but, you know, Lori, we've kind of done that for a number of years. And so that, again, inform themselves. There's some presentation information on our website at gmd3.org. But again, make sure that the conversations with the leadership, business, industry, and then government, your associations. You know, I love to talk to Sue there with Kansas Corn. And And the vision there, what corn does for Kansas is tremendous. You can talk all you want to about whether we should be doing it in this environment, but it works well in this environment with the water. And the surety of that crop, you know, fires a lot of the Kansas economy.